Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have to admit something. Over the break, we had some time off over the holidays. Mm-hmm. I unplugged to a level that I've never unplugged at.
I'm honestly, like, impressed.
It's not impressive because, like, I wanted to watch.
You missed a lot.
I did. Like, I am not proud of what I'm about to say. But it was, I did not know about the New Orleans thing.
Interesting. Like, okay, yeah,
I'm going to say, if you don't watch the news and you don't hit social media, how would you know that? How would you know that happened?
I don't know. That's sure. Good.
Like, I don't know anything that's going on in the world. I kind of know a little bit now because I was like, we have to go into work. but like, I just saw there's some sort of weird, I made a big deal on this show about me getting halfway through It Ends mm-hmm. With Us, and then I was afraid to keep going.
It was such a big deal that I watched it because I was like, it can't be as like cringy or as
just the point where I got out. If I had just stayed 5 more minutes,
you would have been fine.
I would have been totally fine. But yeah. I was like, I can't watch this. If he does what I think he's gonna do, I mm-hmm. can't. I just can't. Mm. Anyway, turned out good, and now all of a sudden, I'm finding out that I've missed something huge with that movie.
Yeah, like what massive.
Okay, did this also happen over the break?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not. But I only lapsed on like 2 weeks worth of time.
But it was so much that okay, happened in the 2 weeks.
What is happening?
So Blake Lively filed a complaint against Justin. How do you say his last name? Baldoni.
Baldoni, I think.
Is he he's the actor? But was he also the director, or was he just the actor?
He was the actor and I believe director. And then Blake was also a producer. I think Ryan was a producer.
And Blake is married to Ryan.
Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. They have like 4 mm-hmm. kids together.
Yeah, Justin was a director.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, and so she filed this massive complaint against him for like kind of sexual assault. It's not assault but it was like
what?
What's the other? I don't know what the other word is. Just like a bunch
harassment?
Of yes, thank you. Terrible things that happened on set.
I pay attention to all those trainings. I've had to take a few of them a couple times, but
oh my god.
Oh, what?
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to find this thing. I'm about to tangent this whole thing. There's my feed. The only thing I did see was I got some sort of weird feed from some woman who decided to greet her husband in bed or her boyfriend in bed dressed as different Star Wars characters every day. So she would go in and she'd be like, he'd be sleeping and she'd be like, and like he's got Chewie laying next to her. I swear to God, this is going to come home for you. And it's hilarious. Then she's like Anakin Skywalker as he stops being Darth Vader. The dude who is her boyfriend is dumb guy in our HR
no
stuff.
Way. No way.
Not poor judgment, but the guy who's dumb with the short
Doug.
Hair. Doug! Who's also in the Buffalo Wild Wings commercials.
Yes.
Her boyfriend is Doug.
Oh my gosh.
She's waking him up every day, and I'm like, that's Doug from our HR stuff. I wonder if everybody has the same HR. We all get the same HR stuff, right?
Yeah.
Our company is not the only company using
absolutely not.
Sound yeah. judgment and poor.
That's actually funny you bring this up. Part of what my wife does for her job in HR is she watches different ones and decides which ones
are good.
Oh, really?
Which ones
so
are good,
she
which
Doug?
To go with.
Is Doug on her roster?
I don't think she's seen Doug. No.
She would absolutely be
Doug
like, no.
Doug is one of my favorite people. I'm so sorry. So I saw that. I don't even remember what led me down that tangent, but I just want everybody to know I'm going to send you the link.
Okay.
To like her waking up Doug every day. I'm like, Doug's a real guy. He's just laying in bed going, stop it. But he tries to bring her back to bed when she's Leia. She's like, no, stay.
Of okay. course.
Yeah. You would want her to stay if she was Leia. Anyway, okay, so back to Ryan and what's her bucket?
Yeah, so she filed this complaint saying he would like march into her trailer unannounced while she was breastfeeding. And like there was something about the clothing for her character and just all of this crazy stuff. So Justin was actually dropped from his agent. There was a bunch of backlash against him. So he's suing the New York Times for like hundreds of millions of dollars because they're
what?
The ones that released the article. And he's like, wait, I have receipts. And he's showing texts of like him saying, I'm at lunch with the crew. And she's like, no, it's fine. I'm just breastfeeding. Come into my trailer. And like going against, it's bad. And now there's it's bad.
This is good for somebody in this room.
It is.
It's Tiak. My
theory.
You are disgusting, but you take people that are on a pedestal, i.e. Dave Grohl.
Yes, that's a great example.
He's too big to fail. There's something dark behind him.
Uh-huh. If everyone loves him, you're hiding something. Like, I don't think everyone's supposed to love everyone, right? Like, you're supposed
to... Who else is on this list? Is Tom Hanks on that list?
Is Mr. Beast on the list?
Mr. Beast is kind of would be on the list, yeah. And he's
trying to recover from this thing.
He's had some stuff. Tom Hanks is a tough one. I would kind of put him on the list, and he's had some issues. More his son has had like kind of issues and stuff, not him, but he's involved. You know, I don't know. It's Tom. There's a lot. Beyonce's on the list for sure,
because she's just so big, and you wanted her.
Taylor Swift.
No, and
just any artist, you know.
Oh my God, you're going okay. The text line 303-222-5423. Swifties, his name is T-Hack.
Have at it.
I'm just saying, once you get to the point where you are controlling your own narrative, you're not sitting down for interviews. Nobody's asking you a question you don't want to be asked. Right. All that kind of stuff. Once you start controlling, how are you not hiding things? And then I think it's worse when it comes out.
So you want Ryan Reynolds to fail?
No, I just feel like everyone loves him, myself included. I love Ryan Reynolds.
They were too perfect.
Like,
they had to have been hiding something, and it. I know. And
Are you saying you think?
Oh, Will and Jada? That was another one. Oh, perfect relationship. Oh, yeah.
That fell apart real fast.
And then it went downhill.
Once she started, like, her affairs started coming out or whatever, it was like, and then whoopsh.
Yeah. So is this making Ryan and Blake look...
Oh, terrible. And there's proof. Like, I don't know what else to...
Yeah, but you can edit texts.
Yeah, for sure. But I don't know. I believe both sides on this one,
and
maybe.
They're kind of the big dogs because they're more well-known than
but
Justin Baldoni.
But this lost everything as a result.
Yeah.
I don't know
whose side I'm on, but I just love Because
you
Ryan
don't
Reynolds.
Have all the info. You only have the quick...
Let's just unplug again. That was easy.
Yes!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.